Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of March 8th, 2025. My name is Blake and I'll be your phonologist for this week. On Sunday, March 9th, there was a record high of 57 degrees in Duluth. The previous record was 55 degrees in 2021. On Monday, March 11th, the recorded temperature in Duluth was 62 degrees, which beat the record of 58 degrees in 2015. Usually we experience these temperatures at the beginning of May. On Tuesday, March 11th, Miss Jackson's class noticed that there were only a few patches of ice on the playground. However, when they walked into the school nature trail at the fourth floor was covered with thick ice. The ice and snow had not melted even with the warm temperature due to the tree cover. Schmidt Creek was flowing and open, but there was still a thick layer of ice layering the bottom of the creek. The water level was just below the bridge. Friday morning, March 14th, we heard the rumbling of thunder and saw lightning. Students reported quarter-sized hail on their bus ride to school. Rain was forecasted with a possible rainstorm during the day. A total lunar eclipse or a blood moon was visible Thursday, March 13th and Friday, March 14th. On Saturday and Sunday, March 8th and 9th, Miss Urban noticed a big flock of pine siskins, redpoll, and goldfinches in her yard. The goldfinches haven't molted to their summer bright yellow plumage yet. On Sunday, March 9th, Miss Urban saw a swan flying north as she was driving on Highway 61. On Tuesday, March 11th, Miss Young's class saw a rough grouse sitting in the branches of an aspen tree eating the buds. On Monday, March 10th, Miss Urban tapped some trees with her classes. One of Mr. View's class trees was damp inside the hole they drilled, but the sap wasn't dripping out of the spile yet. The other trees that were tapped that day were not moist inside the tap hole. The daytime high on Monday at school was 62 degrees, definitely warm enough for the trees to be running. Miss Urban hasn't noticed any trees running this week as she has been tapping. She thinks the cold temperature this winter was too low for the amounts of snow caused the frost to be very deep this year. The trees may not start to run until the ground thaws a bit more. Thursday evening, March 13th, Miss Rolfe's class saw that she had patches of green grass in parts of her yard. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.